During a lull in our attacks on the Five Sisters, I was on an ammo-carrying detail and talking with a rifleman friend after handing him some bandoliers. It was quiet, and we were sitting on the sides of his shallow foxhole as his buddy was bringing up K-rations. By quiet, I mean we weren't being fired on, but there was always the sound of firing somewhere on the island. Two neat, clean, fresh-looking souvenir hunters wearing green cloth fatigue caps instead of helmets, and carrying no weapons, walked past us, headed in the direction of the Five Sisters, several hundred yards away. When they got a few paces in front of us, one of them stopped and turned around just as I was on the verge of calling to them to be careful where they went. The man called back to us asking, "Hey, you guys, where's the front line?"
"You just passed through it," I answered serenely.
The second souvenir hunter spun around. They looked at each other and then at us in astonishment. Then, grabbing the bills of their caps, they took off on the double, back past us toward the rear. They kicked up dust and never looked back.
"Hell, Sledgehammer, you should have let them go on so they'd get a good scare," chided my friend.
I told him we couldn't just let them walk up on a sniper.
"Serve them rear echelon bastards right, and they call them guys Marines," he grumbled.
In fairness, I must add that some of the rear area service troops volunteered and served as stretcher bearers. In our myopic view, we respected and admired only those who got shot at, and to hell with everyone else. This was unfair to non-combatants who performed essential tasks, but we were so brutalized by war that we were incapable of making fair evaluations. A leader dies. By 5 October, D plus 20, the 7th Marines had lost about as many men as the 1st Marines had lost earlier in the battle. The regiment was now finished as an assault force on the regimental level. The 5th Marines, the last of the 1st Marine Division's infantry regiments, began to relieve the 7th Marines that day. Some of the men of the battered regiment would be killed or wounded in subsequent actions in the draws and valleys among the ridges of Peleliu. But the 7th Marines were through as a fighting force for the campaign. On 7 October, 3-5 made an assault up a large draw called Horseshoe Valley, known commonly as the Horseshoe. There were numerous enemy heavy guns in caves and emplacements in the ridges bordering the Horseshoe to the west, north, and east. Our battalion was supposed to knock out as many of them as possible. We were supported by 6 Army tanks, because the 1st Marine Tank Battalion had been relieved on 1 October to be sent back to Pavuvu. Somebody erroneously assumed there would be no further need for tanks on Peleliu